This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, well, this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the telephones and instead of simply listening to my voice, come on the air with me. The number to call is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, perhaps you can get on national radio. And also be sure to go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. It gives you my book tour schedule. I'll be speaking in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, Washington, Philadelphia, Boston, and perhaps I'll be signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. The Future of Humanity in Outer Space. We're talking about the potential of a new golden age in space exploration. Just last week, we had that spectacular launch of the Falcon Heavy rocket, a moon rocket. We haven't had a moon rocket like that in 50 years. We are going back to the moon. In fact, end of December 2019, NASA expects to send the SLS booster rocket with the Orion space module to orbit around the moon in an unmanned mission. And then just a few years after that, humans will go back to the moon once again. And then President Donald Trump has made it official. Yes, we're going to go back to the moon, but we're not going to stay there. We're going to move on to Mars. And who knows, maybe even targets beyond Mars. So find out what all the excitement is about. Get a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity, as we go even farther than the moon, as we go on to the planet Mars. That's right, Elon Musk, the powerhouse behind the Falcon Heavy rocket launch last week, has stated that he has bigger fish to fry than just the moon. We've been there. We've done that. We want to go where no one has ever gone before because he wants us to become a multi-planet species. Yes, we have these Silicon Valley billionaires coming out with a vision of humanity. With Elon Musk, the vision is to create a multi-planet species to have a colony of perhaps a million people living, breathing, and working on Mars. And Jeff Bezos of Amazon.com, not to be outdone, Jeff Bezos has created his own launching pad in Texas. That's right, he's not content to use Cape Canaveral in Florida. Oh no. He has created his own launch pad in Texas to launch his series of rockets called Blue Origins. And he wants to go into outer space with space tourists, eventually to the moon and perhaps beyond. And he too has a vision. His vision is that the Earth should become a park. The homeland of humanity should become a park, while in outer space we have all the polluting heavy industries. So the Earth is reserved as a park, while heavy polluting industries are sent into outer space. And what's the future of Amazon? The future of the Amazon delivery system is to ship goods back and forth from the Earth to the moon. Amazing. So we have Silicon Valley billionaires with a vision, not just to go to the moon and score a touchdown and come home. No, we're not going to do that again. We've done that. We've been there. We want to go into outer space to stay. And as I point out in my book, The Future of Humanity, there's a difference to the first space race. The first space race of the 1960s was motivated by national pride, rivalry with the Soviet Union. The new exploration of outer space, the new golden age, is driven by vision, by Silicon Valley billionaires who want to recreate the universe in their image. But once again, if you want to know more about my book, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. But once again, in this hour, we're going to take your listener phone call, because this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phones and call 612-564-8135. Okay, well, without further ado, let's move right on to the first listener phone call.
Hi, I've got this question. I've been thinking about this since I was like in middle school, and I remember back then it used to make the inside of my brain itch just thinking about it. Let's say theoretically, I don't know what type civilization you would have to be to build something like this, but let's say we could build around our entire galaxy, the size of the Milky Way galaxy, a rope made out of metal that went along the outskirts of the entire galaxy, that length, and it didn't actually touch the other side, it was like just a few feet from it. And we had a device strong enough to pull one side. Would we see the other side of it move instantly, or would it have to travel at the speed of light?
Well, you actually ask a very interesting question. And, for example, let's say I have scissors, and I close the scissors. The point at which the two blades of the scissors close goes faster and faster. So if I were to slam the two blades real fast, the end of the scissors would travel faster than the speed of light. Or let's take a flashlight. And if I shine a flashlight across the heavens and I go far enough off the planet Earth, then the light beam is going to sweep across the heavens faster than the speed of light. Now you may say to yourself, wait a minute, didn't Einstein say that nothing can go faster than light? Well, then how do you answer the question? What happens if I have a rope and I tug on the rope? Will the tugging process exceed the speed of light? If I close two pairs of scissors, will the closing point travel faster than light? And if I sweep across the night sky with a flashlight, won't the image go faster than the speed of light? Well, there's an answer to each one. First of all, if I have a rope or a piece of metal or a band, and I were to contract it, then a pulse of the contraction would spread along the rope or the metal band, but it would go about the speed of sound. So we're talking about atoms inside the rope hitting other atoms, and you're not going to go faster than the speed of light. Because it's atoms that hit other atoms forming a shock wave, and the shock wave travels less than the speed of light. Now, if I have a pair of scissors, and I were to slam the pair of scissors, well, each atom in the scissors travels at a very slow velocity. It is the image of the closing point that can exceed the speed of light. But you see, the closing point is not made out of atoms. It's not material. It's just a sighting. So in other words, the atoms in the scissors, none of them go faster than the speed of light. Einstein has the last laugh. None of the atoms in the scissors exceed the speed of light. But the joining point can in fact go faster than the speed of light. But you see, there's nothing there. It's not material. It's an image. That image can go faster than the speed of light. And let's say I have a flashlight, and I shine the flashlight across the night sky. Won't the light beam eventually go faster than light? Well, no. Because you see, each photon, each particle of light inside the flashlight goes at the speed of light. However, the image in outer space, that can go faster than the speed of light because the image is not material. So, once again, Einstein is right. So, he has to change the statement, nothing can go faster than the speed of light. You have to say that nothing material, that is atoms, cannot go faster than the speed of light. But images, can they go faster than the speed of light? Yes, immaterial images can do it. Well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Thank you.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out, and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku, this is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, the lines are open because it's open mic on Science Fantastic. You're not going to get a busy signal. You'll get right to us. You'll get a recording asking you to leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and you might get on Science Fantastic. The number to call, once again, is 612-564-8135. Let's say you're having dinner with the kids, and the kids ask you a homework science question that leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? You're going to tell them to get to the phones, call 612-564-8135, and put them on the phone. Have them get on national radio by asking that homework question on the phone. And so once again, it's open mic on Science Fantastic. Okay, moving right along now, let's take the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. This is Danny from Apopka, Florida. I had a question. Have there been any breakthroughs yet on getting closer to the speed of light so we can move more freely around our solar system? We see this in our lifetime. Thank you for taking my question. Have a good day. Bye.
Well, you ask a very interesting question. In our lifetime, will we be able to create a spaceship that can go near the speed of light? Well, the short answer is probably no, but we're going to get close even in your lifetime. So let's explain. The chemical rockets that you see blasting off on TV, those rockets travel to about 25,000 miles per hour. That's the escape velocity of the planet Earth. But even going at 25,000 miles per hour, it would take 70,000 years to reach the nearest star, Alpha Centauri. That's unacceptable. So there have been several proposals made. One proposal uses off-the-shelf technology that could, within a few decades, reach near the speed of light. And this is the Breakthrough Starshot program of building a gigantic bank of laser beams. Laser beams that fire 800 megawatts of energy into outer space. And this beam of laser power inflates a parachute. A parachute which then carries a chip. A chip which is jam-packed with sensors, cameras, and devices, which would be sent to the nearest star. This device would actually work. The mathematics and physics shows that it could work, and perhaps it would be possible within our lifetime. Of course, we're not talking Captain Kirk. We're not talking the Enterprise. We're not talking about humans going to the nearby stars. But a chip might just do it. And think of a seed. Mother Nature makes thousands, millions of seeds because only a handful of them actually reach their destination to create a new tree or a new plant. In the same way, we would have to energize hundreds, maybe thousands of these parachute-sized chips because of the fact that most of them are never going to make it. Most of them will get lost, will be destroyed by asteroids, meteors, and radiation. But a handful, just a handful of them may make it to Alpha Centauri and give us photographs of the nearby planets in that system. Now, you may say to yourself, well, that's nice, but what about me? I want to go. I want to go near the speed of light. I want to go to the nearest star. Well, that's a little bit harder. However, I think that may be possible in the next decade using two technologies. One is fusion rockets, but of course, fusion does not yet exist on the planet Earth, but a fusion rocket would take you perhaps to 20% the speed of light. They would be very expensive, very awkward, and in my book, The Future of Humanity, I give you the details of what a fusion rocket to the stars would look like. There's another way, which is much cheaper, but more experimental. And I call this laser porting. By the end of the century, perhaps we'll have the Connectome Project that is a map of the human brain. Every single neuron mapped in a computer. And we can take that wiring and send it into outer space. So in some sense, your consciousness can soar into outer space at the speed of light, exploring the nearby stars within just a matter of decades. I mean, think about that for a moment. To go to the moon would take 1 second. 1 second to go to the moon with no booster rockets, no weightlessness, no accidents, no meteorites, no collisions. No, just a pure light beam of laser power carrying your connectome into outer space to the moon. On the moon, it would be downloaded, and perhaps your consciousness would be downloaded into a robot, a robotic avatar that would have superpowers and could thrive on the moon or a distant planet. Within 20 minutes, you could be on Mars. Within about a day, you could be on Pluto. And within 4 years, you could be on a new solar system, the Alpha Centauri solar system. Now, of course, we don't have laser porting. The problem is, first, we have to have a Connectome Project. That won't be done till perhaps at the end of the century. And then we need a bank of laser beams powerful enough to send it into outer space. And so to answer the question, I do not expect to have starships like we see on Star Trek every evening in our lifetime. However, perhaps when you talk about a scale of centuries, maybe warp drive may become a possibility. Now, warp drive is going to be exceedingly difficult because of the fact you need fabulous amounts of energy to open a gateway through space and time. But it can't be ruled out. It can't be ruled out the fact that one day our descendants may have the ability to send not just our consciousness into outer space, but just like in Star Trek, to send a crew of brave astronauts in outer space. But let's face it, that's still science fiction. But if you want to know the details of what a starship might look like that uses warp drive, get a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity, where I have a whole discussion about how we physicists dream that one day we may be able to create something resembling the Enterprise. Well, of course, we can't do it yet, but we can always dream, and of course, the energy would be fantastic. You're talking about the energy of a black hole. The energy of a black hole necessary to open a gateway across the universe. So don't think that's going to happen in your lifetime anytime soon. Another possibility is that perhaps intelligent life in outer space has already mastered this technology, and perhaps they may share it with us. That, of course, is a long shot. But remember that it would only take a few centuries to a few thousand years for our civilization to be able to reach the speed of light. Maybe in outer space, aliens are millions of years ahead of us, not just a few centuries. And maybe they've already done it. Maybe they've already mastered that technology. Well, that's just speculation. Speculation, but you can't rule it out. You can't rule out the possibility that maybe alien life in outer space has already mastered this technology. And I wouldn't be surprised if one day we discover the fact that laser pointing is commonplace in our galaxy. Our galaxy is about 100,000 light years across. It would take 100,000 years for a light beam to go from one edge of the galaxy to the other edge of the galaxy. But that is doable because the universe is 13 billion years old. What's a few million years compared to 13 billion years? And so one day, I think we might have the possibility of reaching for the stars. It's not such a far-fetched idea. And again, laser pointing may already exist, and any civilization thousands of years more advanced than us could use new physics that we can only dream of today to create starships. And again, if you want to find out more about starships, get a copy of my book, The Physics of the Impossible, where I give you the details of what a starship may look like and the details of what it would take to build such a starship. So once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and you can get on Science Fantastic. No question is, quote, too dumb or too stupid to put on national radio. Sometimes the dumb questions are the most profound of all, the most revealing, because they reveal the secrets of the universe. So give us a call, 612-564-8135.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, it's open mic. Open mic on Science Fantastic. This is a chance when you can get to the phones and give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And just remember that no question is too dumb or too stupid to put on national radio, because chances are, if you have a strange thought, chances are other people have had that exact same thought. And so why don't you share your thoughts on national radio? Let me give you an example. I get some calls from people who say that they've been abducted by aliens from outer space. They've done forbidden experiments on them, and they have vivid memories of the aliens standing over them, glowering down on them. And, well, what do I make of it? Well, two possibilities exist, at least two. One possibility is maybe it's true. Maybe they were abducted by aliens from outer space. We have no proof. It's only hearsay. You can't rule it out. But that doesn't mean it actually happened, but it can't be ruled out. After all, sometimes strange things do happen to people. But there is another explanation of this, and this is called sleep paralysis. Roughly 5% or so of the human race, when they wake up in the morning, they're paralyzed. Because you see, when you dream, you are paralyzed. Otherwise, we would act out our dream and kill people and hurt people. So when we dream, we are paralyzed. However, some people, when they wake up in the morning, instead of being unparalyzed, they're still paralyzed in the morning. And they have this terrifying fear of an animal staring down on them. I talked to one woman who said that when she wakes up, she has this image of a cat sitting on her chest, staring down on her. And there are Victorian paintings, for God's sake. Paintings in the Victorian era of sleeping women with gremlins staring down on them, sitting on their chest. What happens is, as soon as you wake up, you then forget it, but you have this foggy memory of something that was sitting on your chest, staring down on you. Now, stories of alien abduction are done mainly through hypnosis. And under hypnosis, you're asked to go back to this memory that you may have to elicit details of it. And so even things that are very hazy, the hypnotizer can lead you into a certain direction. So that is a possibility. This possibility is that these are not aliens at all, but they are remnants of a nightmare. Remnants of a nightmare that you had because you are paralyzed when you wake up in the morning if you have sleep paralysis. Now, does that mean that sleep paralysis explains the millions of people who claim that they've been abducted by flying saucer people? And the answer is no. All I'm saying is it is a plausible alternative explanation. So, once again, you can't rule it out. But on the other hand, we scientists depend upon things that are reproducible, falsifiable, and testable. Otherwise, it's simply hearsay. So my recommendation to you is, if you've ever been abducted by a flying saucer, for God's sake, steal something. I don't care what it is. An alien chip, an alien paperweight, anything, an alien paperclip, anything so that you can have bragging rights afterwards to show the scientific community that you indeed have been abducted. And for that matter, if they've been doing forbidden experiments on you, bring back some alien DNA. That would end the debate right then and there. Well, let's take a short commercial break. But after the break, once again, we're going to continue with Open Mic on Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on the station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, the lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. You get right to us anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Let's say it's 4 o'clock in the morning and you get this brainstorm. All of a sudden, you see the light. All of a sudden, you got to talk to somebody, but there's no one to talk to. I mean, after all, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, right? What are you going to do? You're going to talk to me. You're going to call me at 612-564-8135 and ask that question. Make that breakthrough. Share your thoughts on national radio by giving us a call at 612-564-8135. And once again, maybe I'll be signing your personal copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity, about the future of the space program. I'm going to be on a book tour. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. In fact, just last week in Saturday's Wall Street Journal, I wrote almost a full-page article in the Wall Street Journal summarizing my book, talking about a new era in space exploration, a new golden age. We are now dreaming once again of going back to the moon. After a 50-year gap, yes, we're going back to the moon and even on to Mars. President Donald Trump has said, yes, the moon, Mars, and even beyond. These are the targets of the space program. So find out what all the excitement is about. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. My Facebook site has 3 million fans on Facebook. Find out what all the excitement is about. Okay, well, let's move right on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello. Well, let's try this again. My name is Lauren, and, well, I'm calling to see, when you consider that light has both particles and is a wave, and all of those particles have a verified weight, all those muons and the gluons and the quarks and the leptons and the like, they all have a verified physical weight, however infinitesimal. So do you think it's at all possible that any gravitational force could possibly separate the particles of light from the waves? And that's my question. Thank you.
Well, the short answer is no. However, you ask some very deep questions about the nature of reality itself. One of the deepest philosophical questions in all of physics is the question of, well, what is matter made of? Is it made out of particles or is it made out of waves? And if they are made out of waves, can you separate them, as you pointed out, using gravity? Well, let's break this down because you're talking about some pretty heavy stuff. First of all, there are four fundamental forces that we know of. We have gravity, which holds the sun together and makes the earth go around the sun. We have electricity and magnetism that lights up our world. It creates fire. All of chemistry is based on the electromagnetic force. It lights up our cities. And then we have the two nuclear forces. The weak nuclear force, which governs radioactive decay, like uranium or thorium. And then we have the strong nuclear force that holds the nucleus together. So, of the four fundamental forces, the weakest is by far gravity. Gravity is extremely weak compared to electricity and magnetism and the nuclear forces. So you ask a question, can gravity separate particles from the waves? And the answer is no, at least not according to modern physics. But you ask an even deeper question, and that is, what about these particles or waves? Is matter really a particle or is it a wave? Well, this debate has been raging for 300 years or more. In fact, if you go 2,000 years back into the past, the Greeks thought the answer was particles. That is, atom means cannot cut. A means cannot. Tum means cut. And so the atom means cannot cut. However, the Pythagoreans also coexisted with Democritus back then, 2,000 years ago. And the Pythagoreans said no. The universe is made out of waves. The Pythagoreans were the first ons to work out the mathematics of lyre strings. By plucking a lyre string, they realized that notes belong in octaves. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Octaves. And they worked out the mathematics of these optics, of these octaves, by looking at lyre strings. Well, let's take a short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to try to answer the question, what is the world made of anyway? Particles or a wave or none of the above? Well, once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. It's open mic on Science Fantastic. Here's your chance to ask that question that's always been bothering you. Here's your chance to get to the phones and call 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we had a rather embarrassing question, and that is, well, what is the universe made of? Is it particles? Is it waves? Can you separate particles from the waves? Well, first of all, we think that particles and waves coexist simultaneously in the electron, so you cannot separate them. But we have an embarrassing problem, and that is, what is light? Is light a particle, a wave? Well, we know that light can go through a vacuum. When you look at the night sky every night, you see that light has gone trillions of miles from a distant star to reach your eyeball. Therefore, light can go through a vacuum. But you see, light is a wave. And therefore, what is waving? You see, the photon, a particle of light, goes through the nothingness of a vacuum. But if light is a wave, then what is waving? Well, these questions have haunted physics for the last century. In fact, if you even go back to the time of the Greeks, 2,000 years ago, they debated whether the Earth was made out of atoms or the Earth was made out of strings, vibrating strings. So what do we say today? What does modern physics say after so many years of working with atom smashers, of working with Einstein's theory? What does physics say today? Well, let me give you the answer. Subatomic particles, we think, are dots. They are point particles. But then why do we have so many point particles? Because if you could look deeply inside the point particle, you see that it's vibrating. Is vibrating like a rubber band. It is a string. And therefore, that combines the two paradigms explored by the Greeks 2,000 years ago. The Greeks thought that matter could be decomposed into atoms, because A means cannot, tum means cut, atom means cannot cut. Also, the waves of a lyre string. Well, these two conflicting ideas of 2,000 years ago never went anywhere because the laws of chemistry were not known. Well, today we do have the laws of chemistry, and the laws of chemistry are based on atoms. When we smash atoms apart, we get protons. When we smash protons apart, we get quarks. But what happens when we smash the quarks apart? Well, at that point, we think, but we're not sure. We think you have vibrating strings. And so that's the reason why we have so many particles, because all of them are nothing but notes, vibrating notes on a string. Well, you may say to yourself, well, that's pretty, but of what use is this? Well, that may answer the question that is worth a Nobel Prize, and that is, what is dark matter? That's right, if you want to win a Nobel Prize, figure out what dark matter is. We don't know. Dark matter is invisible, surrounds the galaxy, and is 10 times more plentiful than ordinary matter, and we are clueless to understand what dark matter is. In fact, every high school textbook in astronomy has to be rewritten. Every high school textbook says that the universe is made mainly of atoms. Well, that's wrong. The world is made mainly of dark matter, and we don't know what dark matter is made of. The leading theory says that dark matter is nothing but the next octave of a vibrating string. So we are the lowest octave of a vibrating string. But strings, of course, have higher octaves. And so the next octave up could be an octave given to us by string theory. The leading particle, by the way, for dark matter is called the photino. It is the super partner of the photon. So photons have partners. The photino is the partner of the photon. So we think that that is what dark matter is made of. Now, if you want to find out more about these things, get a copy of my book, Hyperspace, which was, in fact, the first popular book ever on string theory, and learn about string theory and why it is so exciting to the world of physics. But hey, like I said before, we physicists are still, after so many years, still marveling the fact that matter seems to have a dual-like property, particles and waves. So, to sum up, it turns out that matter is made out of particles. But if I had a super microscope and could look inside the particle, then I realize that I'm looking at a wave, a rubber band. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Mark from Los Angeles, and I have a question for Dr. Kaku. Dr. Kaku, my question is this. If black holes absorb everything that comes into contact with them due to their strong gravitational pull, is it possible that once they have pulled a humongous amount of mass inside, it gets so compressed, it reaches some sort of critical mass that it just can't hold together anymore as a mass and explodes and creates a new black hole? And if that's possible, could that be the what Big Bangs are? Thank you.
Well, yes and no. You ask a very interesting idea, and some physicists have really thought about it and thought that maybe that's what the Big Bang is all about. So let me explain. A black hole is the ultimate Roach Motel. Everything checks in, nothing checks out. We have photographed entire star systems being gobbled up for lunch by a black hole. That's how powerful they are. When they eat lunch, they eat entire star systems for lunch. And so they are extremely powerful. And then the question is, well, where does all that stuff go? Even children ask that question. You can visit any planetarium, listen to the conversations of children, and sooner or later, some kid is going to say, Mommy, Daddy, if the black hole eats up everything, where does the material go? Well, the short answer is no. However, the caller raises the possibility that it is blown out the other end of the black hole to create a white hole. And is the white hole really the Big Bang? Now, think about the Big Bang. The Big Bang happened 13 or so billion years ago and it spewed out matter throughout the universe. But where did that matter come from? We don't know. Some people think that maybe the white hole at the other end of the black hole is the Big Bang. Now, can you rule that out? And the answer is no. In fact, some of my colleagues actively propose that idea. But it's not provable at the present time. Well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.